Ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and we're back to stay, which is kind of crazy because you guys haven't heard us in a long while. We've been revamping.
Deep breath.
Yeah, we've been taking a deep breath. We've been revamping, thinking about how we can make this situation the best for not only ourselves, but for you as well, the listeners at home. So why don't you do yourselves a favor and us a favor? Put your kids to sleep. I don't care what fucking time it is.
Pull over, open a bottle. Don't do that.
Don't do that. But why don't you just sit tight and listen in real quick? I want to talk about something near and dear to my heart, and that's the IDK bar. Want to go around, want to talk about the ongoings and the soon-to-be ongoings.
Well, first of all, welcome to the brand new IDK Pubcast. This is the Happy Half Hour.
Happy Half Hour.
Cheers for your ears, the Happy Half Hour on IDK Pubcast. 30 minutes of straight goodness coming out of the IDK bar. And we're going to kick things off like a league with the bar rag.
The bar
the
rag.
The happenings at the IDK bar right now as we speak. So last week we had our cigar herf.
You missed that. How'd that go for you guys?
It was fantastic. It was great.
It was really good. Everyone smoking cigars, Clint, having a good time, that. Talking. It was fantastic.
Clint, Mr. Riddle, yeah. And his wife. How are you guys doing, Peggy?
Good to hear.
Glad to have you guys on the show. We're just giving the listeners an idea. We revamped the show. Hey, Clint, don't you run off. It's not going to be an hour. And you know what? You don't have to say a word or nothing. Just hang out with us. Have a drink. Just like any old hole in the wall you like to go to. This is that spot. This is what's going on. The cigar herf. Back to that.
Cigar herf was great. We had great sponsors for it. We had a great turnout for it.
Want to give a shout out to Big Sky Barber for the grand prize. Brockway Entertainment, IDK had prizes in there. We gave away cigars, gave away swag. We smoked, traded cigars.
What did you give away for swag?
I gave away some cigars, a nice Drew Estates ashtray, some koozies and hats, some Drew Estates.
Yeah.
That's what we sell here. We sell strictly Drew Estates cigars.
Yep. Yeah.
So we have the
today's podcast is brought to you by Riddle's Grill and Sauce. We have
you can
Clint
find
with right
IDK.
Here right now. He makes some of the best sauce. How long have you been making this sauce, Clint, would you say? Over all these years for your kids, for your wife, for everything, after deer hunting season, you're like, I know what go great on that tenderloin. I know what great goes on them back straps there. And you fucking doctor up this grilling sauce. You want to tell the people about it for just a few minutes and then tell them where to get it at least?
He's shy. So Riddle brings me in this sauce one day. He says, Mike, you got to try this sauce. Tried it. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So we got the bullshit, and I said, you need to bottle it. So we get a hold of a company, gets a logo, gets a little emblem sticker made, gets his processing company, we'll call it, done, and he started selling it. But I sell it here now, and it's in the works of getting bottled to sell on retail shelves, but we have it here, and it's the best barbecue sauce you'll ever have.
Yeah, I tell you what, every time that you guys have an event, you should really throw out there that you can get Clint's Riddle sauce.
Well, we do lunch specials. We put on our dirty ribs that we do.
Oh, those are so good.
Yep.
What else has been going on around? Not taking that, but what else has been going on
around the bar? So this is dropping on the Friday before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. There's a huge, it's the annual, 13th annual, whatever it is, IDK Thanksgiving.
11th annual IDK Thanksgiving bash.
That's right. So doors open at 4. When you're sick of the in-laws or sick of everyone else, come on down. Drink specials all night. Have a good time. I'll be DJing at night, at evening.
God knows you need a break from the Thanksgiving, you know?
Some people do.
Lord knows you need to. I mean, it's good to see the family, and it's great to see all the kiddos and stuff.
There's so much small talk you can make, though.
But absolutely. I haven't seen these fucking people in years. Some of the times they come up, it's good to say, hey, how's it going? Fantastic. I'm glad I'm going down the IDK.
Also, exactly. What you got to remember about Thanksgiving is usually it's like people are back home for the first time in a while, and it's a chance to get together and go out and do something to your friends from high school or whatever, and get back and have a good
time. That's actually a tradition just as long as Thanksgiving's been. As long as people have been getting together the day, the night of Thanksgiving.
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving is one of the busiest bar nights in America.
Really?
Yep.
I always thought it was the night of Thanksgiving.
And most bars are closed on Thanksgiving because the state law says you can't sell off sale, but it doesn't say on sale. So we're open actually on Thanksgiving night for new Thanksgiving during the day. And I'm going to open the doors at 4, and Brock's going to come start DJing, I suppose.
8-ish, 9-ish.
Yep. And we're going to rip the roof off this fucking place.
Man. Last year was a wild time. This one's going to be wild, too. It's going to be a fun time.
Wish I could be here.
And then on Saturday, it's the poker tournament.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. It opens up at 11 o'clock in the morning. You can come
Registration, cards cut at noon.
Yeah.
What's the buy-in? $150 is the buy-in?
$150 buy-in.
But grand prize is over $3,500.
Yep, based
amazing.
On 70 entries.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is we're trying to raise some money for the senior center in Southark. So that's why I'm doing this poker tournament. A little bit of the proceeds will go to those guys, a couple hundred dollars. Something
that's
to,
good.
Something to help Maud out here.
$3,500 to the first place.
First
winner.
Place walks away at $3,500. If we get 70 entries, more money.
That'll definitely
$150 buy-in.
That'll buy you a turkey for next year. That's for certain.
One big ass turkey
and some ham. Can't go wrong with ham.
I'm in charge of making the turkey this year.
Are you?
I'm gonna sous vide it.
You're gonna sous vide a whole fucking turkey, Clint?
Not the whole thing.
Let me tell you what.
He's put it in the garbage bag.
How are you gonna cut off
sous vide? If you don't know what sous vide is, it's French water immersion cooking. You vacuum seal your meat. In a bag, you put it in a pot of water, you have the sous vide stick that gets the water temperature, the meat temperature, and it cooks consistently at the same temperature for 4, 5, 6, 12,
fucking
20 hours.
Science.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to butcher the turkey the day, 2 days before, and you're going to put the legs and thighs in one bag and the breast in another bag, season it. First you sear it, then you season it, and you put it in the bag, seal it, cook it, and then at the very end, 24 hours later, pull it out, brown it on this cast iron, and serve it when done. That's how we're making it.
Well,
yeah, sous vide.
Let me know how that goes over because
you had one of his steaks. The sous vide steaks are amazing.
Oh,
the lobster? Sous vide lobster
too. Oh, sous vide lobster was insane. I'm not even joking. It's probably the best lobster I've ever had. And I'm not like a high end kind of go out, eat a bunch of high end food just because, like, make it at the house. Why not make it at the house kind of deal? But he made this sous vide lobster and steak. And it
we had a gourmet meal on the flip of a hat one night.
Yeah, just random. And it was way cheaper than going out to a fancy restaurant.
We did steak, lobster tail, mac and cheese at midnight.
But I tell you what, out of all the different types of roasted, now hopefully I can get a shot at that sous vide turkey. But the best turkey I've had, deep fried. It's probably the most dangerous turkey I've ever had, but also the best.
Don't you love the pictures?
Huh?
When the videos that so the deep fries go wrong,
man.
They drop it and it fucking blows up and the house.
Yeah, because
the siding on the garage melts.
Yeah, they forget
burn
that
the
when
deck
you
down.
When
burn
you're
the deck
supposed
down,
to
yeah.
when you're supposed to do a deep fried turkey before doing that after you brine it and let it sit for several hours in the brine, you wash off the brine because it's gotten into the meat. Then you put it in the pot, put water over top of it so that you can see your level that you need to make with your peanut oil. If you don't do that, you're going to burn your whole fucking house down.
Folks put the oil to the top of the pot, and
yeah.
it's too much, and it blows over the sides, and it blows up.
Yeah, hot oil and siding for a home do not mix.
Very true.
Usually not vinyl siding.
But it's the most delectable turkey. Just delicious.
I like it in the smoker.
Oh, I've had smoked, too. Mm-hmm. I've also had, our family tradition.
It'll dry out in the smoker.
Yeah, our family tradition is my aunt and grandma used to make, before my grandma passed away, they used to make a regular roasted and smoked turkey, and then they'd have ham. And it wasn't until I lived down in Wyoming that I got prime rib. You know, prime rib is a big thing for Thanksgiving in a lot of different
really?
States.
Oh, absolutely.
And
Christmas. For us, Christmas it's a big deal, too.
I sell a lot of prime ribs off the door.
Prime rib's huge on Christmas.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that. I mean, Christmas was just a few different side dishes plus turkey and ham still. And my grandma used to, every now and again, when she'd get a wild hair in her ass, get that kumla. The giant...
What?
Kumla. It's kumla. Giant, yeah, kumla.
Kumla.
It's giant fucking potato dumplings.
Oh,
like
God.
How you make potato nephila, little ones, yep. you pile together.
Make one
riddles,
monster dumpling?
Riddles know about it. And you make them and you
what
boil
nationality?
Up.
Is this Norwegian? What
yeah,
is this?
It's Norwegian and a bit of German. There's influence. Norwegian. Yeah, when Norwegian
yeah, Norman.
Would marry a German, they just come up with this shit. They're like, fuck it, let's figure out something
well,
that we
back
can both
in the day
agree
when it was the dirty, when they were poor in the Great Depression, you just had to make what you could.
Yeah, and with potatoes, you know, and you get all the moisture out of the potatoes and you basically make a giant hash brown ball and you boil it up with ham with the bone in there and so that you get that ham stock too and with carrots and it was phenomenal. And then you had turkey on the side too, so you had your ham and your turkey
I'm
and
one
then
of those,
these giant dumplings.
I'm a Thanksgiving, if you have turkey, you also have a small ham with it too. You have that bone turkey and ham.
Yeah,
turkey alone is not good enough. I'm not a big turkey
this
guy.
This supplemented the ham side of things, but then you had giant dumplings too.
And then with the ham, you gotta make a raisin sauce to go on the ham.
Yep.
The best thing on earth. I love raisin sauce.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, let's rank Thanksgiving side dishes ranked. Let's do a top three.
For me,
number one.
Number one for me is stuffing, stovetop.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, and you know what's really one. You know what's really good is if you like your wife over there, she probably makes an amazing stuffing. That isn't like it. My aunt made an amazing homemade stuffing with day after bread. Awesome. Yeah, but it bread. Was not stovetop stuffing. You know, there was that aspect to it. Like, I didn't want to tell her, hey, I like this name brand on the shelf stuffing better than your homemade stuff. But it was just true.
Some people get too cute with this stuff and they put too much shit in there.
Yeah.
They get like walnuts and cranberries and stuff. Let's keep
it. They go way too far.
We need bread.
That's not
herb. That's stuff.
It's a fucking salad is what it is. A weird bread salad.
Yeah. Or too much herbs in there, too much rosemary or something, you know, and overpowers it and ruins it. Yeah. My number one is stuffing just like yours. Your stuffing. You not on your list at all. Be no mashed potatoes. Not on your list.
Not on your list at all. My number two, Brock, is mashed potatoes.
Hate them.
And delicious.
Hate mashed potatoes.
How do you hate mashed potatoes?
Sick of them.
Brown turkey gravy.
If you're sick of them, I get it. But at one point, you did like
or light brown turkey gravy.
Really? Yep. I like a chunky potato. I want some earth, some girth.
What?
Mashed potatoes are a staple for
holiday.
Nothing's
better than the silky mash.
No.
Silky mash. I got to take a drink. I'm getting worked up over mashed potatoes.
You would rather have like
au gratin or like the
cook. Even if they'd be like boiled, but like. Cut up in
no,
chunks.
I like skin on there. Like
that's what I mean.
Yeah,
you chunks, like rosemary potatoes where you keep
that.
The. Yeah. That's not Thanksgiving. That's Sunday at Grandma's. You know, that's what Grandma's
like
too
potatoes.
Lazy to mash them. She cuts them in
you
half. She fucking.
I know. I think part of it's 13 years of wedding like DJing and eating wedding meals for 13 years. So it's roast beef or deep fried turkey, mashed potatoes, and corn. That's like, I'm just done with
your job
potatoes.
Has ruined mashed potatoes for you.
Yeah.
You need to get a new line of work because mashed potatoes are amazing.
And some mashed potatoes are good when you,
do,
like you said, the whole catering thing.
Yeah.
And then the next time you come along and they're not so good.
I like him with, I like lumpy mashed potatoes, lumpy ones.
Chris was
with
saying
skins
that he puts mayonnaise in his mashed potatoes.
Oh,
swear to God, that's what he said. He said it's a southern
You gotta be kidding me.
He said they're silky smooth, put mayonnaise in. I was like, are
you know
serious?
What? You know what really gets me, though, is when you go to a fancy place and you ask for the mashed potatoes and they pipe it out in like a fucking line.
I like
that. I don't want a line of mashed potatoes. I want a mountain of mashed potatoes.
And they put the seasoning on top and they kind of crisp them. Like they flambé a little bit on top. They're crispy. I like that.
You've been
like
way fancier
places
than I have.
Yeah, like twice. Yeah, Duchess. There you go. Thank you. From the kitchen. We get the answer.
I got to take another drink and work up again. Okay, so mashed potatoes, my number two. Your number two would be?
My number two is the green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole with the onions on top. With the fucking onions on.
We're listing our top three Thanksgiving side dishes.
Oh, I was bartending. I missed
green bean casserole. I do mine, though. I make my own. And mine has bacon and cheese in it. And I get the French's onions on top all crunchy and layer them in there. It's like a layered, like a lasagna almost, a green bean casserole.
Wow.
Yeah.
For those of you out in the eastern part of North Dakota, it's called a hot dish. You guys know what we're talking about.
There's tater tot hot
green
dish, and there's green
bean
casserole.
Green hot dish.
That's, you take that Minnesotan back out of this bar and leave.
There's a difference between a hot dish and a casserole.
Midwest craziness.
Well, the thing about it is, when I was down in Wyoming, they asked me, well, why does it make it a hot dish? Because the fucking dish is hot. You can't just grab it with your hands. What do you call a casserole? Well, it's in a casserole dish. I go, yeah. And that casserole dish is pretty fucking hot, isn't it?
That's like, do you call a taco in a bag a walking taco or a taco in a bag?
Taco in a bag.
It's a taco in a bag.
Who
some folks call
it a
walking taco.
Walking tacos to me are the little tacos
you, eat while
you get,
walk.
Like Taco John's, those little.
Well, the taco bag you can also eat while you sit down. It's both ways. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not specific to walking.
I can lay. I could eat a taco in a bag in the shower. What is it then? A shower taco?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course
it is. Your little Pantene Pro-V your taco.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Little Old Spice body wash.
I put my taco in a bag or in the shower. Next to my beer in the shower, and I'm golden. Have
a
two-course meal
need,
in that
we
motherfucker.
Need to,
yes, if you want soggy potatoes,
yeah.
We need to
invent.
That's what he doesn't
get.
We need to invent a shower taco holder.
Ooh.
Like a loofah holder, it just goes over your shower,
it's
and you
just
put your tacos
clips. It's
in the
two
shower taco holder.
Like a
basket around your neck.
Yeah.
It looks like how...
It'll be on Amazon next week. Check it out.
IDK bar shower taco holder.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. It's going to
be
new. It's going to be the hottest stocking stuffer for 2017.
And the best part about it is you can tie in Riddle's grilling sauce with it. And you can get it for $79.84.
At certain spas in America, you can use that grilling sauce for an exfoliant in a spa.
There you go.
Like the grilling sauce facial mask can do that.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah. I don't put it on my face, but we won't get into that. So, what's your number three? Since green beans.
I need yours. You haven't given me
mashed potatoes.
What was your number two? Two is mashed potatoes. What's your three?
Mashed potatoes. No, my number three. Best fucking dish on the side. My aunt made it. It's like a bacon. It's like a lasagna salad with actual lettuce.
Oh.
Crisp lettuce. Delicious vinaigrette on it. And then bacon.
This doesn't sound Thanksgiving specific.
Melted across the top of it. But yet she could eat the lettuce still crisp. So I don't know if she made a sheet of cheese with bacon and put it in the oven, melted it, turned it into a thing, and then set it on the lettuce. But God, it was good.
Mine was so good. My number three is the caramelized glazed carrots.
Oh, really? Those.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
You know, some people like the cranberry. Some people like the cranberry loaf. You know,
cranberry,
the cranberry loaf.
Those carrots are good, though.
You make potatoes with honey, don't you?
Oh, yeah, with the marshmallows.
I love sweet potatoes.
My family does
brown
that.
Brown sugar and butter in the pan. Yeah.
Yep.
Delicious.
What's yours? What's your number
three? That was mine.
That was yours?
Yeah. The
mine was that.
The layers.
What's your top three Thanksgiving sides? Go from the whole
sides.
We're doing sides.
I like a good cream corn. Good creamy corn.
Yeah,
I forgot about cream corn. Yeah. I take it back.
Cream corn.
Sorry, Aunt Karen, but cream corn's better than your layered dish that you made all the time.
The bread, the bun, the little bun.
Dinner rolls.
The little dinner
rolls. The yeasty dinner rolls?
Yes, yep. Yes.
And what's number three?
Last but not least, I don't care. It's like you. I love those.
No stuffing or potato, though. No mashed potato,
No, not really.
Stuffing's the best.
Stuffing's good, but I'm talking my favorites. I like stuffing. Favorites are those three.
Is there anything better the next day than a garbage pail Thanksgiving Day sandwich? The turkey stuff and gravy on the bun all together. A little bit of mayonnaise in there.
That's the best. They actually. Forgot about coleslaw.
Yeah, but we're talking favorites.
In the South, it's a real big thing to have coleslaw.
Mashed potatoes, your potatoes.
Mashed potatoes and stuffing. You're
gonna have
no matter
the
what.
South
that's what
is
you have
good.
At Thanksgiving. I'm talking the sides that are extraordinary.
He's talking the extra.
There's a sandwich company.
You're
out
calling
of
the mashed potatoes and stuffing institutions. They're just gonna be there.
They're there no matter what.
Okay,
it's like a staple. Right.
Bread poets in Bismarck.
David Angelina here. Everybody,
a Thanksgiving sandwich. Hey, folks. So they have a sandwich over there that tastes like Thanksgiving every day.
Is it cranberry in the bread?
Yeah, cranberry in the bread, stuffing on it. It's just, I thought about making a sandwich where if I could mass produce layers of stuffing that is completely square, like a McRib patty, you know, a nice square layer of that, and then turkey underneath. Fuck, Thanksgiving every day.
You make it like
bring
everybody the McMuffin. You make it like a McMuffin.
Yeah.
You could do that, you know. You just get a baking pan, fill it with stuffing, bake it, take it out, get a cutter, and just cut little cookie cutter bricks out. You're good to go.
Oh, my God. Guess what else is coming on Amazon next week?
Stuffing bricks.
Yeah, stuffing bricks. If you want a sandwich, but you don't want to ever leave Thanksgiving ever, stuffing bricks.
What's the booze of the week this week?
Oh,
we're doing the Budweiser 1933.
That was the beer, right? What about that huckleberry cream you got there?
Well, I was going to save that for next week, but we can do it this week, too.
Nope, let's not even talk about it.
That's what I thought.
It's not there. We don't know what we're talking about. Budweiser 1933. Can I actually drink and give a small review, please?
Absolutely, you can.
This was the original recipe at the first Prohibition batch you made, post-Prohibition.
Yep,
but now
they're going to get that. The old ham.
There's one pallet left.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Some, then when that's done, they're going to take it off the market, so it'll be done. Huh. And then they're going to come out the next one. It's going to be a series. The next one's going to be George Washington beer. Huh. So Bud's going to kind of go along.
They went around back then.
That's what they're. That's JFK the story beer. I heard was the next one's George Washington beer, and I don't know if it goes to the presidents or how they're going to do it. But this is the first one in the series.
How when you drink a JFK beer, you got a duck. Just in case.
Oh, so you want to talk about it in certain sentences, certain parts of our deck?
I'm going to take a small drink of this, give it a real quick review, and then we can move on to our next subject.
Back into the list.
This beer was sponsored by Riddle's Grillin' Sauce.
How is it, Luke?
It's like a heavy lager. It reminds me of a winter lager.
Scheinbach?
Like, frankly... More on the winter side. For whatever reason, it has I don't know the exact phrasing for it, but if I was to get into a Boston Lager or winter lager. It's good. It's a dark, dark beer. It's not as dark as a Guinness, but it'd be like a Shinerbock, sure. Yeah.
Could you drink that every day?
I could drink it every day.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm no Ric Flair.
Yeah, so everyone knows Ric Flair, right?
Woo!
There was a 30 for 30 on Ric Flair in ESPN last week.
Yep.
I saw it on TV. I didn't hear it, but I saw it at the bar.
It was so great. That man's lived a life. First of all, being like the most successful wrestler of the 80s, besides Hulk Hogan.
Everybody knows
World
Ric Flair,
famous. Yeah. Everyone knows Ric Flair. He lived a rough, hard life. Like, he partied nonstop for like 30 years straight.
Oh, you know what's really crazy?
Yeah.
Clint, good for him.
How many wrestlers do you know? Probably Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair. That's probably it. Huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Ric Flair was the man of the people. It didn't matter where you were going, because when Clint and his friends were, you're not saying Clint's old by any means, but let's say you're out for a Friday night or whatever, and you heard Ric Flair was coming to town with NWA or AWA.
He didn't grow up in the South. They weren't up here.
No, but the AWA was out of Minneapolis. Sure, they would come out of here, right? Sure, so, like my dad, who doesn't watch wrestling at all, said that him and his buddies would get a 24 or an 18. They used to come in them cases where it was just the bottom and then the... You know, they would pull off. Yeah, the flat cases.
Pull off tops.
Yeah. They'd grab a case of beer and they'd head over to Minnesota and they'd go over to Moorhead and they'd watch Ric Flair and they would not remember any of the other wrestlers. All they cared about was Ric Flair because he was the guy they wanted to be. The styling and fucking pro.
Woo! Jet Thaw, limousine riding, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, son of a gun, the Nature Boy! Woo! Diamonds are forever and so is the Nature Boy.
And there it is.
So, but the best part of the documentary was, like, he's lived this horribly hard life on himself.
Oh.
Drank every day, was drunk for 20 years straight.
Yeah.
Said he...
Just like Luke.
It was 10 beers a day plus 5 mixed drinks every day.
At least.
For 22, at least, that he can remember. Slept with over...
10,000 women.
He said, realistically, 10,000. And when you seen him say it... You knew that it would happen. Like, I know Gene Simmons from Kiss has fucked 80,000 women.
Oh, God.
So what else?
Well, the crazy part is, like, the whole documentary is of Ric Flair, like, how there was the Nature Boy, then there was Richard Flair, the real person.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he wasn't a good dad to his kids and stuff, these things. And that's kind of the documentary, the whole part of it is. At the very end, he, like, apologizes for nothing. He's like, I was the Nature Boy. I want the world to know me as the greatest wrestler of all time.
He goes,
like, he doesn't care.
Mission accomplished.
It's so brazen how it was about it.
What
was crazy. It?
What you see is what you get, and what you get is old Nate.
Yeah. That's a rough life. One of his famous quotes was, I spent more money on spilt liquor than you made in a year.
Yeah.
Nicely said.
Yeah. The crazy thing about him, too, is he wasn't the kind of guy, all those wrestlers back in the day always wanted to be the best. Wanted to be Hulk Hogan.
Okay,
he
wanted
to be himself.
Yep.
And what he did is he made the other guys look good. He's known as the best worker in the industry, meaning he could make a hold.
Would Ric Flair drink this, Luke? It's time for Will Luke drink this.
It's time for our...
It's Mexican tequila? Segment. What is this?
Brock, give us a review.
This is Fiora Agave Espolón Tequila Raspado Mexico. What is this here? This looks horrible.
If it's all in Spanish...
I know a little Spanish.
What's the price point on it? Can I get
this
trading
runs
wheels?
About $5.25
Absolutely not.
It's 80 proof, liquor, Luke.
If it's only 80 proof.
Training wheels? Yeah, you can't taste it if you need to.
Here goes tequila down there. I'm going to smell it.
Jeez, don't smell it. Don't smell it. Can I please get training wheels? I need them.
Yes,
I'll get some. Las Vegas.
Let me get a picture for your Puddle Pupcast site here.
Oh, $5.25. I'm glad I'm drinking the high-end stuff.
That's what you're worth, Luke. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's not per glass, it's per bottle.
The bottle's cool.
Our sponsor, Riddle's Grilling Sauce, which can be found at what price point there,
Mike? Is
that
what you want for training wheels, a shot of grilling sauce?
No, I'm just wondering so that the listeners can
the
hear.
That's the chaser he wants.
And if you guys are wondering how you can get yourself a glass of delicious tequila Respirosa, you can call 701-446-8445. And if you also want to be able to get a hold of this delicious Riddle's Grilling Sauce, you can also give us a call at 701-446-8445. We'll pass the message along, and we'll get out boxes of the shit to you. Boxes.
We're
going to
send you a box of tequila.
I was thinking Riddle's Grilling Sauce, but you want to send them tequila beforehand.
You can buy the grilling sauce at the bar. It's for sale right here at the Etiquette Bar.
This is the smallest...
They're called kiwi limes.
Does it taste like kiwi?
No.
Just the size of it?
Yeah.
Well, are you supposed to squirt it into my mouth?
Salt? Ready?
Put it in your mouth. I hate
Facebook Live this real quick.
I'm sorry.
Key limes, not kiwi limes. Key limes.
Yeah, key lime. Key lime pie.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
key
lime. Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett, key lime.
You know how many fucking keys the how many rings would take
shot?
For a key lime pie?
Like I said, if he had to be quiet, he'd blow up.
No.
That's how all this started. He came in when he wouldn't shut up, and I said, Luke, you need to do something with all your energy and all your talking. And these two called me up one night and said, let's do a podcast. Luke can't shut up anyways. It's a great idea.
How was it, Luke?
So here we are. Luke
drinking he's holding it in. He's not finishing it. He's amazing. Oh, lime. Time for the training wheels. Take a drink of your prohibition beer.
It did come out.
How is it looking, Luke?
Not bad, quite it.
Tastes like Cuervo, like Jose? Better than that?
It was smoother than Cuervo. Honestly, that's the best. That was really good. Quite frankly, I hate tequila.
Should really buy myself a bottle.
That's why I
of
give
that
you the premium stuff, $5.25 a shot.
Yeah.
So, Luke.
Oh, that's a shot. I said per bottle.
Luke, you're kind of famous for your grungy beard. People know you as kind of the Oscar the Grouch beard.
Yeah.
So, that's a compliment. It really
yeah,
was.
No, no, I appreciate
so,
that.
We talked about this in one of the last podcasts we did. Coming up December 1st, it's No Shave November for Make-A-Wish here at the bar.
Yes, sir.
Ion Field Service has agreed to donate $100 for every beard grown and shaved off on December 1st. All you gotta do is come here, get your beard shaved. Make donations.
By a professional barber.
By a professional barber.
Me,
professional barber's going to be here. We're going to have a silent auction.
We're getting a fucking professional barber. I'm not going to be here, but you
gonna,
guys are getting a professional.
We're going to have Matt from Big Sky Barber's going to be here, yeah.
Where's Big Sky Barber?
That's the one up in the by Runnings up there in the strip mall.
Oh, hey. Yeah. They're good.
They're
really good.
Yeah, they're good.
That's my barbershop.
A good buddy of mine that I work with comes up from Texas, and each time he goes down there, and he calls him up and says, hey, I came up from Texas. I'm on days on. I'd like to come down there after work. And he stays open.
So that's going to be December 1st here at the bar. All the proceeds, 100% proceeds, go to Make-A-Wish.
Yep.
And get out here, support a good cause. Grow your beards out. Get them shaved.
Yeah?
And, yeah. So, Luke, do you got any last call or anything you want to share with people here?
I just want to apologize for... It was my fault that you guys don't know the number to 701-446-8445. Were you guys calling me up? Call me a pussy, say whatever you want to. Well, I'm just saying, they already put the fucking kids to sleep and say whatever I want to. So I dare you to call me and tell me a challenge. I'll fucking take it on. 701-446-8445. Call me up, challenge me. I'll take any challenge. I'm lactose intolerant. Why don't I try a fucking gallon milk challenge? Why don't you call me up? Ask me that, huh? I will only do challenges that you ask me to do. So, step up,
and
bro.
Glass milk and shit my pants. How about that, people? Oh, yeah. My goodness.
We'll catch it on Facebook Live, and it'll be great.
Oh, my goodness.
Other than that, Clint, you got anything to say? Sponsor today?
Come by that barbecue sauce.
Yeah, come on by.
Down.
Yeah, come on down. Get Clint's Riddles Roadkill Barbecue Sauce. You put that shit on anything and it makes it taste like an angel.
Raccoons, elk, deer.
Elk, deer, chupacabras, whatever the fuck you want to eat, it'll make it taste better. How about you, Brock? What do you got for
last call for me is make sure you're here for the Thanksgiving weekend spectacular festivities. I can't talk. We got the Thanksgiving Day party at 4 p.m. I'm DJing that night. Poker tournament Saturday, gonna be a good time. Be here for all that stuff next weekend.
I'm the proprietor. Yep. What do you got for your last call?
Don't forget our Make-A-Wish event. We have shaving beards,
silent auction.
Yep. And then the 6th of December, we're also doing a
hip-hop show.
Got some youngsters out of Dickinson doing a hip-hop show out here.
Should you guys do a rap battle too? Because there's one of those in Bismarck. It's the 5th annual rap battle. They filled up in like less than 20 minutes.
Oh, that'd be way
did you
cool.
See that there's...
We're talking like 24 people all spent $100 to become to do this rap battle.
That's interesting, yeah.
In under 20 minutes. So,
and then the 16th, we are doing the Ugly Sweater Contest Toy Drive. We get Chive.
The 16th of December.
Chive gets involved.
I'm going to be here.
Good, about time.
Wait a minute. No, that'll be my weekend with my daughter. I'm not
Chive and
be
Dickinson
here.
Gets together with us every year. We do Ugly Sweater and have a big old party, raise some, get some toys in here for the kids, and... Yeah, it's always something going on here.
So, beautiful. Sending out some love to all you listeners out there in La La Land, all 7 of you. My name is Liquor Luke. Are we 8 listeners deep?
We're
8 deep, and we love each
going
and every
than Roy
8
Moore
of you.
In high school soccer.
Oh, man. Well, this is Liquor Luke. I'm cashing out.